Sizwe.
Don't interrupt your enemy while they're making a mistake, Gwen. I'm on.
Pimelo.
On to the politics of the day. Everybody's having a conversation.
Andy.
On the other side of things that could have been but got away.
Kumba.
No one takes my concern and my query serious.
And you.
Together, we are Kaya 959. On the streets.
On the air. From African music. On the World Show with Nikki B.
Straight for me, and we danced all about the summer, spinning into wonder. I got spinning in pure wonder. Eyes locked into me. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. With the boy from Shoshone.
Kaya 959. Msaki is with us at the moment on the World Show. It's a pleasure to have her here to celebrate 10 years of just exceptional, exceptional work. And that one is The Boy from Shoshanguve. Msaki featuring Black Motion. It's on her album Platinum Heart Beating. Or Platinum Heart Beating is one of the sides of the album. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And of course, I'm so excited for this event happening on the 12th. Kamagu. Msaki, you know, again, looking at the lineup, you've got some amazing women as well. Yes. Tell me about some of the women that are coming.
So, yes, the fairy of music that we get to enjoy in South Africa. One of your faves, Simi.
Simi, ah, it's been a while.
Oh, yes. My goodness. And she just released such a beautiful song this past week, Moyawam. It's going to be in my prayer.
I must check it out. I didn't even know.
You're going to love it. Yeah.
Yes.
Man, what a special artist.
And Leo Miele as
Leo
well.
Miele was
there last week, yes.
Yes, I listened to that. Leo's EP is incredible.
Her EP is incredible, but also what's interesting for me is that brings up another aspect of Msaki. Because I think Leo Miele was one of the artists that when you had this vision for Alt Black, she was one of the first, really.
She's a cornerstone of what we think Alt Black should stand for.
Yes.
Incredibly talented people that are self-starters, already has such a clear vision, and we just get to support, you know, in very gentle ways. So, I mean, all my credit is, it's always like the artist is the person, you know.
The inspiration, in a way.
I mean, it's their vision. So we,
yes,
you know, as I think just as an independent artist that's been through similar things, it's a pleasure to be able to watch the vision come alive and to support it. And yeah, just to be there in community and in friendship with people that are making work. We are supposed to all have a chance to make work when it's our turn. So yeah, what a privilege to see it up close. I'm also excited about Thesis. They're going to be on the lineup because we've got this incredible song. You know, in my protest era, they held me.
Yes.
In the anger and the confusion I was feeling about the country, they had such profound things to contribute to that conversation. And they do it in their own platform in such beautiful ways. They're one of my favorite,
yes,
artists in the country. I mean, we are very rich in South Africa. I don't think people, I don't know who are you waiting to tell us about, like, the richness that's here, you know, before we really see it for ourselves. I know you do see it and a lot of people do, but not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough. I mean, thinking about Monet, Monet is going to be there as well.
Ah, Monet.
Can't do something without having
you
Monet there.
You can't do something without Monet.
Yeah, and I'm excited about just those people that are holding.
And Nduduzo is going to be there.
Nduduzo.
Well.
Neo. Neo Muyanga.
Yes.
Lindus Kakan, I'm making space for him as a soloist. He's also a fellow SBYA.
Yes.
And so, you know, his group, H3, contributed horns and arrangements to my first album, Zanelisa.
Ah.
They're on Smiling at the Wall, tripping off bass drums, and they're also on Wait for the Wall, playing some beautiful lines there, and they kind of held that intention of having a horn section, which has grown into a whole section and an orchestra now.
But so, I mean, again, you know, I've got to go on about it. Can you imagine an event? Kamago and Symphony is what you've called it. And, you know, I'm looking at the lineup now, just Sun El Musician. Then there's Nduduzo. Then there's Linda Sekakane. Then there's Simi. Then there's Kabza De Small. Then there's Leo. I mean, wow.
You know, it's interesting because I feel like those people are quite genre bending in their own right.
Of course they are.
Those people are, you know, musicians that can fit in lots of different places.
Yes.
And I've heard Leo and a couple of house tracks. I've heard Monet calls it Uns Uns. He's like, oh, I'm in my Uns Uns bag now. I'm making some Uns Uns. And he's makes beautiful dance music, you know. Similarly with Jesse Clegg, he's a folk musician, obviously, like, went into his rock thing, makes beautiful dance music. Some of his best songs are with DJ Kent.
Yes.
You know, Nduduzo is a person who dissolves so well into dance music. He's the cornerstone of Black Coffee's, he's one of the, he's like a character. The piano yes. that he keeps playing in Black Coffee's album that won a Grammy, he's an entire
yes.
spine of it,
yes.
you know. So I also feel like I'm in good company, people that really know how to code switch
yes.
are part of the show. Lally Boy, talking
Lally
about
Boy.
A code switcher. What
yeah.
is what is that man? Sometimes you see him with a guitar, sometimes you see him with a trumpet. This is how rich the South African music landscape is.
Yes.
And I love the fact that you make space for those kind of people here on this show, actually.
No, the show's too short. I wish we had another hour. In fact, talking about Lally Boy, we're going to run out of time. But I think let's play a little bit of this track that you did
oh, yeah.
with Lally Boy.
Definitely.
This one was on also on Msaki's album, Platinum Heart. It was, I think it was on the other side. Or was
I think
it
was on the other side. I'm not
yes.
sure.
That yeah,
was special.
Yeah, it was. Oh no, it was also on the beating side. Let's hear a little bit. I'm going to squeeze in a bit more, and we'll probably go a few minutes over time today. But we just have to, because I've got to end with a special track. Msaki is doing this incredible event on the 12th at the Sunbet Arena. Make sure that you don't miss it. We'll talk about the logistics, what it costs, and all of that on the other side of this track.
On the street, on the air, online at kaya959.co.za. On the World Show with Nikki.
Segomile, sentimi can la co, la co, ingo a co.
Hey, like ya man, just drunk like a girl. Moya wa mau, pull pump like a girl. Samsung and the Sakisanga Potel and Amtlaj Koskas Yam Seneca to Gale, Ash, Zaluya Mangwan, Sita Sipabaka Kanti Kapangwan, Ash, the composer Evelyn Bonanche, Mam Evelyn Bonas, Junga, Bonaman of Yoga Vesalabika Tadetan, Da, Baby Tabenga, Da, We, Tandy Janet, Alexandi Janet, other appliances and fridges and Java Tala Tatinka Kodan, Junga, Junga, Kadunka Tangrand, Kupan Katan Katan, Sabinka Kotan, Tandy Janet, Alexandi Janet, other appliances and Okay, the man's again, then they think up on that. Oh,
Kaya 959. Anyone that knows me will know that I hate fading. I'll have to play it another day. What a classic track. Beautiful. Msaki featuring a Lully Boy. Indiz Inkamile.
Indiz Inkamile.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about that, Msaki.
Oh, gosh, guys.
You were saying it comes from like a soapy.
So that reference, sort of my people there, that reference of this one that's playing now, Tandawena, that is from a drama that I watched when I was younger, where this couple, this is a beautiful love story, and the families, I think the one guy was a mechanic and he loved a girl from a slightly opulent family in the community, and they just had this beautiful love story, and they were stupidly in love and they just didn't care. I don't remember the nuances of it, but it's just also such a beautiful film, like a cinematographic time in South Africa where we were telling our own stories in quite a profound way. So I remember it from the childhood, so I referenced it, something that Simi likes to do as well. But we with Lully Boy, it's a song that says, look, Ukuzincama is to say, look, I'm humbling myself. Like, I'm saying, let's fix this, you know, like, it's not too late. Yes, we've neglected our garden, and you know, I'm still here. Like, take the pick and get to work. Like, you can still fix this, and the rain will come and give us grace again. And I think it was just, yeah, I think a last attempt to say, like, there's something beautiful to save here. And then that's the song. And so Lully Boy really picked up on that energy and speaks back to that story in such a beautiful way, like in a very Xhosa man way, but also in a very global Joburg street way. So the only way that, the way that he can.
Beautiful.
Very unique artist, very unique.
Very unique artist, and artist I believe deserves much more acknowledgement for his beautiful, beautiful work. But you, I've got to end. I don't want you to go.
There's never enough time. It's never.
But Msaki, I'm going to use this moment to say, everyone, you've got to get down to this amazing event. Kamago in Symphony, brought to you by Msaki. It's at the Sunbet Arena on the 12th of December. It's a Thursday, so there's no excuse that something else is happening on
you
the weekend. This is going
to
be something epic. How much are tickets? What time does it start?
It starts around 7. If you can come a little bit early for the red carpet. I know it's going to be difficult with the traffic, but we're trying to get a bit of help from the forces, the powers that be. The tickets are in a range of 500 to about, I think, 800, 700. And then there's some VIP tickets as well.
And you can buy them.
Ticketmaster is the place to get them. Don't go to any of the other sites, Ticketmaster only. We're running a few competitions as well for people that want to get lucky and try, you know, connect with us also, because those tickets come with backstage access. There's been a singing competition. We just announced a winner. There's also some remix competitions, just people that want to connect with the music as well. We don't want to leave anyone out. You know, I also have some people messaging me saying, I can't not come. Please, can I pay? And this, like, we're making a plan for everyone.
Yes.
If you want to be there, it is the show where I'm really just pouring out my heart visually, intentionally, with all the arrangements. I'm paying homage to my grandfather, who has given, you know, my lineage and my family the gift of music in terms of choral music and just writing his sound in his dimili and loving harmony. So I'm also just excited to professionally work with Tepo Tsotetse. We've been dreaming about this show for ages. He's one of the arrangers that I think the country should be leaning on, has been leaning on, but now we get to actually give him the love that he deserves, because, yeah, he's behind every orchestra show that's a success, and he gets to be part of this one as well.
Beautiful. Make sure you are there. It truly is an offering of thanks, featuring an incredible all-star lineup. I don't have time, but I'm going to play a minute of it. I've got to end right at the beginning of Msaki's album, Zanelisa, How the Water Cheers. Moves. This one is Ulwandle Luchile. Did I say it all right?
You did it really well, Nikki.
Thank you so much, Msaki. I want to see you again on the World Show for another hour or two or more.
I'll come back soon. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. Keep it, Kaya. And I'm going to end with a couple of minutes of this beautiful, beautiful track. And, of course, a timeless album.
Kaya. 959. 959.
Pambi kwa masa.